The British government has confirmed plans to hold hundreds of asylum seekers and migrants on a barge off the southern coast of the UK. It's designed to reduce the cost of using hotels as temporary accommodation and to deter new arrivals. The vessel will accommodate about 500 men. Human rights groups say it is, quote, cruel and inadequate. The government says living conditions will be, quote, basic and functional.
We can't have a situation we are collectively spending £6 million a day on hotels for illegal asylum seekers. That can't be right. I said that I would do everything I could to stop that and reduce the pressure on our communities from asylum seekers being in hotels. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing forward alternative sites, like indeed the barge that we've announced today, that will save us money and indeed reduce pressure on hotels, all part of our plan to stop the boats. We're also putting through Parliament a new law, which will ensure that if you arrive here illegally, you will not have the ability to stay. We will be able to detain you and then swiftly remove you to your own country if it's safe, or a third country alternative like Rwanda.
All right, Paul Brennan joins us live from London. Paul, this has been pretty controversial already. How's the government defending this?
Well, as you heard Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, say, essentially the bottom line is they want to try and save money. But this is the latest in a long line of proposals, many of which don't actually progress through to fruition. We heard about plans to house migrants on disused RAF bases, Air Force bases. Other plans were to use out-of-season holiday camps. They were scrapped. You heard him mention the plan to take people to Rwanda and resettle people there. I can say not one person has gone yet because of various legal challenges. And as far as this barge idea goes, it's not even here yet. It's actually in Italy at the moment. And when you ask the government when it might arrive here, many months or some months is the response. So you can see it's I wouldn't call it pie in the sky, but it's certainly not a fully fledged plan because there are so many unknowns about the cost, whether there'll be a legal challenge from the local people, exactly how many people will actually be able to put on this boat. It's riven with difficulties, shall we say.
Paul Brennan in London, thank you very much. We're going to talk about these difficulties with Steve Valdes-Simons. He is the Refugee and Migrant Rights Program Director at Amnesty International UK, one of the groups that has spoken out about this, against this. You're joining us from London, Steve. Have you ever heard of anything quite like this before?
Sad to say I have. A very long time ago, something broadly similar was done by the British government, and indeed other European governments have done things like this, although not quite in the same context. And what's very important to understand, and what makes this appalling decision even more atrocious, is that the reason the UK is currently experiencing an enormous backlog in its asylum system is for one single reason. The government has decided to stop processing people's claims. And what it has meant is that as people enter the asylum system, the backlog has to get bigger because nobody is leaving it. They've wrecked this system. And indeed, the legislation that the Prime Minister refers to is purposefully intended to make this worse.
Oh, wait, okay, hold on. Educate us about that. How do you just stop processing claims and how does that help the government?
Well, it doesn't help anyone. It's produced these enormous backlogs, but how do you stop processing claims? You just pass originally rules and now laws to say that you won't decide the cases that people have made. And so you leave people in this limbo. They've made their claims quite properly to you. They've come forward. They've asked for you to decide whether they are refugees and permitted to stay, or whether they don't have good claims and whether you could take steps to remove them. And you, the government, have just simply said, oh, no, I'm not going to bother looking at that. We'll just leave you in limbo. And of course, now there are more and more people stuck in that limbo, and the cost of that gets ever bigger.
Well, consider this. The government says that this, and by this I mean putting housing hundreds of migrants and asylum seekers on a barge, will help deter other asylum seekers away from the UK. Your thoughts?
I think it's utterly for the birds. people don't make journeys to the UK except for basically two reasons if they're seeking asylum. One is that they have very strong connections here, like family. So this is the place they're quite reasonably desperate to try and reach to have asylum, because that's where they'll be safe with their loved ones. Alternatively, they come to the UK because they have experienced violence and exclusion elsewhere, and this is the last place that they may seek safety. They don't come in particularly large number. The UK doesn't see very many people seeking asylum compared to most other European countries, let alone countries elsewhere in the world. And it could perfectly well deal with its system as it used to if it would only decide the claims people make.
Steve, the UK government has been very creative. That's the wrong word. Let me rephrase. The UK government seems to be going out of its way to make headlines with its immigration policy, headline after headline, whether it's sending people to be processed in Rwanda, which still hasn't started, turning back people crossing the channel, boats. At some point, you have to wonder how much of this is political theater for the domestic audience. Your thoughts on that?
I don't think you have to wonder very long at all. It's obviously precisely that. There is good politics to be made, ministers have concluded, from stirring up suspicion, division, even hatred of people seeking asylum. That is why our Home Secretary stoops to the level of calling a relatively small number of people arriving on our southern coast an invasion. It is a disgraceful way of doing politics, utterly racist and contemptible. And unfortunately, all of these measures are simply more of the same, because the government believes there is votes in this. Doesn't matter what harm it does to people, doesn't matter what cost it does to the taxpayer, doesn't matter what wreckage it is doing to our asylum system and any effective means of managing immigration. But this is what is happening.
All right, Steve Eldis-Simons at Amnesty International UK. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.